Hollywood celebrities rejoice for Socialist Democrat leader Zoran Mamdani's NYC primary victory, A New Hope. By Jerome Hudson on June 25, 2025. Hollywood celebrities are taking a victory lap after Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani declared victory Tuesday night in New York City's Democratic mayoral primary race. Leading the way was Marvel's Eternals star Kumail Nanjiani, who said, "Dear Dems, this is what we want. This is who we want. Listen to us. Dear Dems, this is what we want. This is who we want. Listen to us." Image or embed. Kumail Nanjiani, at kumail.bisky.social. June 25, 2025 at 12:25 a.m. Chiming in from a galaxy far, far to the left of most Americans was Star Wars star Mark Hamill. With a very much on the nose response to news that fellow candidate Andrew Cuomo called Mamdani to concede. Hashtag A New Hope. Image or embed. Mark Hamill, at markhamillofficial.bisky.social. June 25, 2025 at 3:20 a.m. Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon, who hosted a fundraiser for Mamdani, was happy to him trounce Cuomo, who easily beat Nixon the 2018 New York gubernatorial race. As was native New Yorker turned Ireland resident Rosie O'Donnell. Actor Cal Penn, who has known Mamdani since he was 14, snapped a shot with the Mamdani from his victory party. Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt is also elated for Mamdani's fringe policies. Will no one stop this maniac who wants to make life easier for people? Image or embed. Patton Oswalt, at patton.oswalt.bisky.social. June 25, 2025 at 2:15 p.m. Orange is the New Black and Clean Slate star Laverne Cox, who also helped campaign for Mamdani, celebrated his big night. Star Trek star George Takei jumped the gun with his praise, prematurely calling Mamdani mayor-elect. Congratulations to the new mayor-elect of New York, Zoran Mamdani. He ran a campaign that should be studied by students of politics for years to come. Image or embed. George Takei, at georgetakei.bisky.social. June 25, 2025 at 4:11 p.m. Indeed, the 33-year-old socialist may have an uphill battle to win in November's general election. Socialist Zoran Mamdani is too extreme to lead New York City, said Representative Laura Gillen, DNY, in a statement on Wednesday. His entire campaign has been built on unachievable promises and higher taxes, which is the last thing New York needs. Beyond that, Mr. Mamdani has called to defund the police and has demonstrated a deeply disturbing pattern of unacceptable anti-Semitic comments which stoke hate at a time when anti-Semitism is skyrocketing, Gillen continued. He is the absolute wrong choice for New York. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.